pleased to have Senator Stedman, Senator Wagoner, Senator
Ellis,
I'm sorry, here with us, and Senator Kukesh is absent, but we see he may show up later. There's a very simple thing we have to begin with here. I was going to have a marching band and some dancing bears to transfer the gavel here, but they didn't show up, and no one seems to want to sing, so I guess we'll just do the ceremonial switch over here, and congratulations, Senator. I'm glad you're doing this, and look forward to working with you.
Thank you. There has been a mutiny at the committee, and the committee is still in gentle hands, I can assure you. And Senator Stevens' office is overwhelmed to get rid of the box of files. And one of the issues that we're dealing with is municipal assistance and boroughs and that whole intertwined issue. Today we're going to have a hearing and an overview from Dan Bockhurst from the Local Area Boundary Commission, and he'll go ahead and present a report. It's not a public hearing, and then there'll be possibly some questions from the committee members and some dialogue, and then that is the only thing on the agenda today. We will most likely have a meeting next week, which we'll be posting, and we'll be hearing at least one bill. And with that, I'd like to ask Mr. Bockhurst to come forward and introduce himself and jump in the hot seat and have at her.
That includes me, too.
Yep, I include you, too.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Darrell Hargraves, Chair of the Local Boundary Commission, and I would like to request that Mr. Bockhurst be here with me to scotch me up if we get into some technical kinds of details. And if you fellows want to exchange nameplates, that'll keep
you
me straight.
Get mixed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I know I have an antagonist on this committee, Senator Wagoner, but I can't help what happened 25 years ago, Senator.
Are we talking about a golf game?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Darrell Hargraves, Chair of the Local Boundary Commission. I appreciate the opportunity you've afforded for us to be here to give us a report of the yearly activities of the Local Boundary Commission for the past year. I do have Mr. Dan Bockhorst here with me, and would like to defer to him in the case you get to asking real technical questions or come up with things that I would just not have full information on. Last year, we brought you a report that celebrated or recognized the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the Constitutional Convention. We put a real heavy effort into that report. It was a rather large report. It carried most of the history and a lot of the activities of borough incorporation, municipality incorporation, in fact, since the Constitutional Convention. That report we continue to recommend to you. It was a very large volume, and we would recommend it to you and members of your staff to refer to get some of the information that we passed on to you last year. We hope that's been very helpful. The Local Boundary Commission comes to you this year for the 206 legislative report, and it looks like this. A much slimmer document. It deals mostly with the activities of this past year. The Commission's report addresses three principal areas. Chapter 1 provides an overview of the Commission. Chapter 2 summarizes the Commission's activities last year, along with pending proposals that we know are coming at this time. Chapter 3 discusses the public policy issues of interest to the Commission. I'll speak briefly about each of these separate points. The Alaska's Constitution did establish the Local Boundary Commission to ensure that proposals to create cities and boroughs or alter their boundaries would be dealt with objectively and with a statewide perspective. And I think that's an important concept that we have to get ourselves around. We can't just represent a local region totally. We are commissioned with the requirement that we think of things of what is best for the statewide perspective and needs. The commission's responsibilities include judging proposals for incorporation of cities and boroughs, annexation to cities and boroughs, detachment from cities and boroughs, reclassification of cities, dissolution of cities and boroughs, and merger and consolidation of cities and boroughs. To summarize those points, it's simply that if any change is to take place in any of the boundaries of municipalities, or if a classification changes from, say, second-class city to first-class city, the local boundary commission is involved in that process. The commission has other powers and obligations established in law, including a duty to make studies of local government boundary issues, which we have done from time to time. The commission has 5 members. 1 member is appointed from each of Alaska's 4 judicial districts. The 5th member is appointed at large and serves as chair. 4 members of the commission who were unable to be with us here today are Bob Hicks, the vice chair. He's from Seward, and he's in the 3rd Judicial District. Bob Hacharik from Beryl is in the 2nd Judicial District. Tony Nakazawa from Fairbanks is in the 4th Judicial District. And Georgiana Zimmerly from Ketchikan is in the 1st Judicial District. And I am chair, and as chair, I'm appointed at large, and I currently reside in Wasilla. The governor appoints the members for overlapping 5-year terms. Members serve at the pleasure of the governor. And Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, let me add a point here that among these commissioners are people who have presented themselves to be of public service. They come from a number of backgrounds. It is required that the governor put someone from each judicial district, but these people, no matter where they've come from, have had a career in some instances or have been involved heavily in municipal government. They have been involved as legal counsel to municipalities in prior years, and so they come with a wide statewide perspective in the case of each one of the current members and in the case of members that I've worked with in the past. Commission members donate their time as a public service. There is no compensation for the time contributed to commission activities. The Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development provides staff support to the commission, and we like to, from time to time, give credit to that staff and to thank them publicly that they do an exemplary job for the state and for the people who essentially are the clients that we work with. Chapter 2 of the report outlines boundary activities, including formal or prospective proposals for annexation by 10 city governments. Among those was a formal proceeding in which the commission affirmed the annexation of approximately 4.5 square miles to the city of Homer. City incorporation of 4 unincorporated communities. Among those was a formal proceeding in which the commission approved, with amendments, a proposal for incorporation of a second-class city to serve the community of Naugatuck, located on the northwest coast of Prince of Wales Island. There was a reclassification of 4 existing cities. No formal petitions have come to us at this time, but staff is working with identified groups in those communities to follow up on their aspirations and interest in investigating and in eventually possibly submitting formal petitions. We have looked at the annexation of 3 borough governments this past year. No formal petition has come from any one of those at the current time. There has been consolidation of a borough and city government. Requests come to the staff. There is one formal petition pending at the present time, and that's for the consolidation of the city of Ketchikan and the Ketchikan Gateway Borough. There has been activity regarding detachment from 4 boroughs. No formal petition there, but there has been a requirement in staff time to provide information on-site briefings and presentations, and quite an interest shown in those communities. We are looking at a borough incorporation that has been asked information on 11 different sites, unorganized areas. One petition for borough incorporation is pending before the Local Boundary Commission, and that's the Deltona Borough. There are some policy issues that we've dealt with in the past year. Chapter 3 contains a discussion of these public policy issues of particular interest to the Commission. The issues were raised in the Local Boundary Annual Report last year and in previous years. In brief, the issues relate to a lack of adequate inducements for incorporation of organized boroughs and annexation to existing boroughs. We presented with the full force of our influence last year that the legislature should look at incentives for borough organization. In some instances, a little incentive out there might be just what it takes to get a community to go ahead and submit a petition. The lack of standards providing for establishment of unorganized boroughs. These are some concerns that we have and are looking at. And let me say about the standards. The commission did a great deal of work back in the early 90s on the standards and regulations that governed the commission. Since that time, quite a bit has happened. And some of those standards are outdated. Some of them need to be tweaked. Some of them need to be totally rewritten. And because of that, the commission petitioned the commissioner of our department to allow us to have staff time dedicated solely to the revision of those standards. That project, we're happy to announce, since the 1st of January, is underway. And we expect a great deal of activity in the next few months through June 30th. However, totally rewriting a large volume of regulations and standards as this will be could require some additional time. So if that is the case, we hope we can maintain some staff time to continue that project for a few months past June 30. The other policy issue has to do with funding of borough feasibility studies. Mr. Chairman, what we have right now is some of our communities don't have the undergirding financial revenue sources to even do incorporation studies. This results in communities doing bake sales and other activities to just raise money, just voluntary contributions in some cases, to carry out and conduct those necessary studies and to develop incorporation proposals. And we think that some kind of initiative, we understand that you wouldn't want to just give money to everybody who says, hey, give us X amount of dollars so we can do a study. There may be some places where you would know that it couldn't result in a formal petition. But in those places where it could be justified, it may be that some kind of organization grant from the state would be helpful to get those feasibility studies done so that they could bring a formal petition to the commission. The commission is pleased that the legislature is considering various measures to address these incentives that we mentioned last year for the formation of organized boroughs. Among some of the bills that you're considering at the current time are House Bill 217. This, which would exclude the value of oil and gas that is not taxed by municipality in the determination of the required local contribution for schools. And Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we consider this to be a vital concern. You possibly have some boroughs right now that could be organized, but quite frankly, they can't afford it because the largest part of their tax base is in a pump station or a section of pipeline. So if you put that in the evaluation to fund schools, the property on local properties, the taxes on property tax locally would be so high to reach the 4 mil requirement that they quite frankly just can't afford it. So this would allow you to consider the pipeline, the infrastructure of gas and oil separate to the local tax base. Right now, by the way, the state collects 20 mils on those properties directly to the state. SB 112 would impose a tax on certain residents and or individuals employed in an unorganized borough outside home rule and first-class cities. It came as a surprise to some people last year that we ventured out and recommended that. And the surprise got even bigger when many people from the rural areas, the unorganized boroughs, came forth with testimony in support of it, because their position was, we do need to contribute to our schools, and we would be happy to do so in this way. I'm sure that attached to their thinking was that this would also keep us from having to have an organized borough. But we do support that SB 112 and know that you have support in other parts of the state for it. The Local Boundary Commission is aware of work done by the Alaska Advisory Commission on Local Government this past interim. That work has been conducted, and I think it has resulted in a bill that has been introduced. Members of the LBC and staff will respond at this time to any questions or concerns you wish to direct to the Local Boundary Commission. I'm sorry. We will respond to concerns and questions that you have in relations to the bill or to the work that was done by the Alaska Advisory Commission. The Local Boundary Commission itself has not dealt in depth with that bill. We have not taken any position on any part of it. The Local Boundary Commission continues to support greater incentives for borough incorporation. Just to reiterate again the importance we attach to incentives. We urge the legislature to make funding available for regions to explore the borough incorporation. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my remarks. Be happy to answer any of your questions. And again, Mr. Bockhorst is here in case there's a technical kind of question I can't provide an adequate answer to you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hartgrave, for the presentation, and I appreciate you going through and giving us an update on a couple of the stickier points that you've dealt with this year and some of the issues that we have coming before this committee and through the legislature as we try to encourage formation of boroughs throughout the state as referenced in our Constitution. Do we have any questions? Could I get a hard copy of your presentation? You have an extra one? Maybe you can leave it with staff email it.
What staff would we direct it to for you?
Kim, just send it to Senator Stedman's office.
Yeah. We'll get that to you, sir. Let you distribute it to the other members? Or do you want us to send it to all your members?
No, just send it to my office, and we'll take care of it.
Thank you.
We'll make sure we get it. And then I assume as we work through this process of working with and encouraging borough formation that the Local Boundary Commission then will be inputting their viewpoints and information into the committee structure, not only here but elsewhere.
We step forward at your request. We step forward if we think there's something that's just really of such monumental concern that we have to come to you and point it out to you. We don't like to nag or getting too involved in the politics of things, but sometimes we do have to step forward and alert you to our warning.
And we try to avoid politics, too.
You don't always agree with us, by the way.
Yeah. Do we have any questions? Okay. Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate your time.
Well, again, it's mighty good of you to schedule this. We do come at the beginning of each legislative session to let you know your commission's alive and well, and we appreciate you scheduling it.
Okay, thank you. Well, that concludes the presentation today and also concludes our calendar. And again, we'll be posting a meeting on a bill or two for next week. With that, if there's no further business, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seems to be adjourned.
Adjourned.
Thank you.